Hey there, and welcome to Mindfulness Miracles, Season 2, Episode 27, the final show. Yep, that's right, this is the last one. I have been very, very busy opening a brewery with my husband here in Eureka Springs during a global pandemic. It has been interesting, to say the least. And I'm feeling called to do a new project now called Ferment, inspired by Matthew McConaughey's Greenlight podcast on Spotify, where he does a little musing and introduces a little music. It definitely is something that brings two of my passions together, along with a third one, beer. So that will be starting very, very soon, but before I ended this, I wanted to do one more episode with the Course in Miracle work. And I feel like this is such a good one for right now, for the world that we are in. And it is from Marianne Williamson's book called A Year of Miracles. Forgiveness involves faith in a love that's greater than hatred and a willingness to see the light in someone's soul even when their personality harbors darkness. Forgiveness does not mean that someone didn't act horribly. It simply means that we choose not to focus on their guilt. In focusing on it, we make it real to us, and in making it real to us, we make it real for us. The only way to deliver ourselves from vulnerability to other people's behavior is by identifying with the part of them that lies beyond their bodies. We can look beyond others' behavior to the innocent in their soul. In doing so, we not only free them from the weight of our condemnation, but we free ourselves as well. That is the miracle of forgiveness. Do not believe that inappropriate actions are not to be held accountable. I very much think they are. What trips us up and what that passage is talking about is when we continue to focus on the actions and not the person. Yes, the actions need to be held accountable, and we need to go deeper. We need to look at hurt people hurt. They hurt themselves and they hurt others. And what is hurting in that person? And can we find room for love even here? Can we look beyond all of that to the space of who they really are at their core? That divine child, that spark, that light that is in all of us. I have started my yoga classes that I teach for 20 years now the same way, bringing our palms together at our heart. We bow our heads, we honor the light that is in us, the light that is all around us, Om Namah Shivaya. And that last part is about honoring the teacher within us. We all have one. And if we are willing to get quiet and listen, we will hear it. And when we hear it, we can recognize it in others. So may you practice forgiveness. May you be quiet enough to hear. May you seek that light in others, honor that light in others. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be free from fear. And may you have peace.